Okay, I'm back. Going to try to do a short podcast today if my dog doesn't come and bother me every 2 seconds because I am outside. Wasn't sure what I should talk about today. This week's topic for WW is eating out at restaurants or doing takeout. I think because I don't really go and eat out a lot, I don't order in food a lot. Because of the cost these days, it's not as much of an issue for me. But there are occasions that pop up. And, you know, sometimes I make choices that I'm happy with later. And sometimes I do not. I think I try to look at it as a celebration versus what people have been calling a meal replacement. If I'm just going out for supper because we don't want to cook or it's payday or something like that, to me, I shouldn't really go overboard. I don't eat, say, you know, an appetizer and a main dish and have a, you know, sugary drink or alcoholic drink and a dessert on a normal Wednesday night at home. So if I'm just going for a regular Wednesday night out to eat, I'm probably not going to do that. I've been following something that I learned in a workshop called the ABCD. A for appetizer, B for bread, like if they have, say, unlimited bread rolls at a restaurant, C for cocktail, and D for dessert. And some people will pick one of those. Some people will pick two. Maybe it's a big occasion and they're going to pick three. But most of the members that enjoy that, I guess you could say it's a tip or a technique. Most of them seem to just pick one or two and not usually all four. It's easy for me not to pick a cocktail because I usually don't do that. I don't really drink a whole lot. Maybe in the summertime is when I'll have some, and on, say, New Year's Eve, you know, might have a little bit. So that's right off the table. My choices are usually A, B, or D. And for example, my husband's birthday was just a couple of weeks ago, and I knew ahead of time we were probably going to go and get burgers and pick them up and bring them home. So I knew if we did end up going to Dairy Queen that he likes, I was not going to get an ice cream. So I already knew dessert was not going to happen, and I don't really do appetizers there. I don't, well, really at any fast food. I don't buy, like, say, a side of matzo sticks or anything like that. So I knew that I would just be going for the main meal, and I counted the bread as what was on my bun. And I decided to opt for onion rings instead of French fries just because it was his birthday. And to me, onion rings is a special treat that I get sometimes. So I already knew ahead of time that whatever restaurant he did pick, it would be a grilled chicken for me. And that's what I ended up getting. I got a grilled chicken burger. I did not hold the mayo. I could have added something different at home, but it was a birthday celebration. So I had a chicken burger and just grilled, and I had onion rings on the side, and I had my usual Coke Zero or Diet Pepsi, whatever they have there. And I was happy with that. That was really yummy. And I had baked a cake. So technically I already had dessert at home. So there's no reason to pick an ice cream from Dairy Queen on top of that. Yes, they're good. Oh, man. But I didn't miss it because I was looking forward to a Black Forest cake that I had made at home. Now, that sounds like a high, high, high point dessert. But what I did, I've never made one before, so I just was winging it. I used a box mix, so yeah, that had high sugar in it right off the bat. But I did not use a heavy whipping cream for the layers. I used my light Cool Whip, and it worked really well. And I used cherry pie filling, but I bought the lower sugar version, which is still quite a lot of points. But I used just one can, so I spread it thinly on the middle layers, and then put some blobs of the cherries on top. It turned out really good. And the huge, huge point difference just from not using heavy whipping cream and using the light Cool Whip instead, that made a big difference in points right there. And it just, the whole cake felt light when I ate it. And I, you know, can control the slice when I make the cake and can cut it. So I just had a little slice. And it was so good. And I did not have it right after supper. We waited for quite a while after we ate. And I like doing that lately. I used to have everything all together. And then I would just feel horrible afterwards. And it was so nice to just wait a couple hours after supper and then say, okay, I think I'm ready for cake now. And it was so good. So I managed that day of eating out pretty well, I think. Plus, I knew ahead of time, so my meals during the day were quite low points, low calorie, low fat. And I think something that pops up for me from time to time that I have the most trouble with is the going through the drive-through. Sorry if you can hear motorcycles in the background. As I said, I am outside, and it's a beautiful sunny day, so everybody's out today. Anyway, going through a drive-through is often a last-minute thing when I'm out with my mom. She might say, hey, let's stop at Tim Hortons. She likes to stop there to get, you know, say a muffin and a coffee, but then she'll like to grab something for her supper to take home if I've been out helping her get groceries, so then she doesn't have to cook anything for supper, which is good. So we might just suddenly stop there, and I'm like, oh, God, because I haven't thought of what I want. And the first time this year that we did that, I was trying to see the menu from the passenger side, and I feel rushed. Tim Hortons is so busy. There's cars already lined up behind you before you even stop at the sign. And I feel like, oh, I don't want to sit here forever and make everybody wait for me. It gives me anxiety. So I thought, I can't see everything on their menu screens. Like, everyone has these electronic screens now that change. It's not just stationary. There's so many choices. They have the like little videos playing, the screens move, and I'm like, I don't even know what I want at all. And I did not want to make a rash last-minute decision that I would regret. And I'm like, I'm the passenger in this car. I can get out. So I said to Mom, you know what? I want to see the whole menu, and I want to stop and think. So I'm going to go inside. There were tons of cars in front of her. I knew I'd have time. She was like, oh, okay. So I bailed. I walked to the door and I went in and I stood there for a minute. And I saw something that I hadn't seen on the menu outside, which was just this cute little, I can't remember if it's pulled pork, to be honest, but it's a little pork sandwich on a little square ciabatta bun instead of a big bun. And I was like, wow, I'm getting that. And that's all I got. Yes, I was faced with the entire display case of donuts and cookies and muffins and just treats everywhere. But I was there for lunch and I said, nope, I'm not getting myself a donut. I picked out something to take home for my son, and that was it. And I felt really good about that. And it was just a nice, light, still higher point than I would have had at home for lunch, but it was a nice, light lunch. And I did not see that on the drive-through menu, so I would have missed it. So the next time we went to Tim Hortons and she said she wanted to go through the drive-through and I had not been planning for that, I immediately said, oh, okay, well, I'll get out and go in. And she's like, yep, okay. She does not think I'm weird. Okay, she might think I'm weird, but she understands why I'm doing it. Her mobility issues would cause her a little issue, so for her to park and go inside as well when she already knows what she wants, that's just silly. So she can go through the drive-thru. I went in the store, ordered my food. Both times I was done and out and waiting outside, and she still hadn't got her stuff at the window, so it all worked out perfect. Let's see. A lot of times people talk about going to a buffet and how difficult that can be. And I know one of the tips is to cruise the buffet table before you start picking your food, but that's not always possible. The last two buffets I've been to were dinners for work events, and I need to deal with it. Okay, sorry about that. I don't have tons of time to do editing and go through and remove things, so this is just done on the fly. Anyway, as I was saying, a hint is to go through a buffet and look at everything before you choose. But the two that I've been to most recently, you couldn't do that just the way it was. Like one was an event with 600 people. Everyone was called up one table at a time. There was absolutely no way to get around everybody. There's people lined up each side of the buffet table. There's no way to get around and have a look at everything and then get back to your spot in line. you would never eat. So thinking ahead, I thought, okay, here I go. I know that I want my plate to be at least half vegetables. That's what I was aiming for. I knew that it was a Christmas dinner, so at the end there would be turkey. So I knew I wanted that. I knew I would want some potatoes. So instead of choosing like all the different kinds of potatoes like I used to, I knew I would pick just one. And I wasn't sure what would be in between. I assumed some cranberry sauce, things like that. So I just tried to picture my plate and what I wanted on it before I started. And I picked some roast veggies. I picked a couple of kinds of salads because those are always first. And I picked one bun. And I liked that they were quite small, so that worked out good. And by the time I got up to where all of the different side dishes were, I only had room for a little bit of potatoes so that I would also have a little room for turkey. I also had decided before I went to the buffet that I was not going to load my plate up like a hill. I was going to put everything on my plate so it was nice and flat. And when I got to the stuffing, I was like, oh no, I forgot stuffing. I need to have some stuffing. So I did kind of move my potatoes over, put some stuffing down so I still had some room for turkey breast. It was all good. All worked out in the end. And, you know, by the time I was done chewing through all of that salad and the veggies, I had, like, my plate looked little as compared to what I used to eat for chicken or turkey dinners, Christmas, Thanksgiving, etc. It looked like I had nothing left on my plate. I just had like one quarter of my plate with potatoes and turkey on it. But I was so full from the roast veggies and all the salad that it didn't matter to me. And then actually, because I hadn't eaten heavy food before I got to the potatoes and turkey, they tasted 100 times better than I remember ever tasting food like that before. It was the perfect amount. When I was done, I was full, but I wasn't like overly full and sitting there feeling heavy and gross and, you know, leaning back like bleh. And one good thing was, yes, I totally planned on having dessert when I was there. Like that was part of my plan in my head that I was going to absolutely have dessert. But the dessert table was way over on the other side of the auditorium and I never end up going there. My husband didn't either. We were just like, no, you know what? We had a lot of food. Pie is pie. You know, squares are squares. Cake is cake. We've had it all before. What we had been there for was for the turkey dinner that we did not have to cook or clean up. So that's all we had. And I didn't have dessert. And I thought, wow, that's great. And they actually had like a low calorie cocktail option. So I got that. But it was gross. I didn't like it at all. I think it was White Claw. I've seen a lot of people talking about White Claws. And I thought, oh, great. Blech. I am never having one again. It was just not my thing. Apparently, I do not like seltzers. And so I only had one of those. So that was cool. And then after that, I had water and my Coke Zero. So it was great. Another time we ate out recently, it's usually more often in February, March, because there's Valentine's Day, my husband's birthday, my son's birthday, our dog's birthday. So, you know, that's an excuse to celebrate, and our wedding anniversary in those 2 months. So it's quite busy. So for Valentine's Day, I knew we were going to go out for pizza. And that's when I did the ABCD method again. I did not choose an appetizer, even though my husband did. I counted bread as my pizza base anyway, so that doubled over as not having an appetizer. And I ordered a chicken pizza. It was so good. Oh, delicious. And I knew I was going to have a dessert. So to me, I was picking a little bit of B for the pizza base for bread and D for dessert because they have Foothills Creamery ice cream there. So it's from like a creamery near or around or in Calgary. And I knew they had tiger ice cream because I had seen that in the window. And I hadn't had a good tiger ice cream for years. So I couldn't wait. And when I got up to the counter to order my ice cream, they had waffle cones there. But I know that just one of those little, normal, short, fat ice cream cones is something like 2 points. It's really low. So I'm like, no, I want the tiger ice cream. I don't need it in a waffle bowl. And just a normal ice cream cone is very few points because it's very thin and light. So I had my tiger ice cream. I asked for one scoop and the lady gave me two because they had a little mix up on our order and I think she felt bad. So I did have two and I stared at it and I thought, oh God, I asked for one. But I was like, no, I just eat chicken on a pizza instead of a bunch of pepperoni and ham and sausage and bacon and everything else like I used to do. I had chicken and I had a light garlic cream sauce on it. And I did not dip it in a side of another kind of sauce or ranch like I usually did before. And I still felt, I didn't eat the whole pizza either. I ate one more slice than I had planned in my head, but the rest of it was packed up in a box to take home. It was all good. So I just ate the two scoops and they were fabulous. But that was a special dinner. That was going out for supper for Valentine's Day. So that's why I took a little extra that day. Had a little extra on my husband's birthday, had a little extra on Valentine's Day. But other times when I went out for a meal replacement, I did not have it as extra. I know lots of people that go out quite often and they'll have maybe some beers. They'll share nacho platters maybe or get mozza sticks or deep fried pickles or something like that as an appetizer. Then they'll get their main meal and it might be pasta. And we all know the amount of pasta they serve at a restaurant is so much more than a suggested serving size when you're figuring out your points or calories. One penne pasta I had at a place once, I think it was, I would say 4 to 5 cups of cooked pasta. It was enormous. And I ate the whole thing. That was a long time ago, like before WW. I ate the whole thing without thinking because I'm like, it's the restaurant. They gave me this. This must be the portion size. Oh, no, it's not. It's huge. So, you know, I've changed a lot of things over the years and I find I'm not afraid to go to a restaurant. What I don't want to do is go too often. If I have a dinner planned on a Saturday and some people at work are ordering skip the dishes or some friends are wanting to maybe meet somewhere for lunch, I say no because I don't want to eat out twice in the same week for no real reason. Like being social, hanging out with people, talking and that's something fun. I don't want to avoid that. But at the end of the day, this is about my health. And if I don't want to go and be social at a restaurant or at a coffee house, that should be completely fine. And I just think that I should stick to that and I feel good about that. I don't want to go stop at the Tim Hortons drive-thru every morning on the way to work because a medium double-double is 13 points. And for those of you not on Weight Watchers, I get 23 points a day, and that's a pretty standard amount. Once you get down to a certain weight, that's kind of where you stay, unless you're a very petite person. Then I think you can get lower daily points. But 13 out of 23 points would be one medium double-double. I could ask for a regular, and that would cut the points down, but it's still probably about 8. And if I'm going to just go to get black coffee at a drive-thru, then I might as well just make it at home and then save myself a bunch of money in the meantime. So I don't like to do that. That's like a special thing. Maybe my friend that I go to work with every day, she'll grab a coffee, you know, not even once a week, maybe once every other week. And she just gets it black for me now so that I can do whatever I want to it when I get to work. So that's cool. But I see a lot of people, especially at previous workplaces, a lot of girls would, you know, order in Starbucks or say they're going to Timmy's. And my other workplace, somebody will say they're going to Timmy's. And I just say no thank you now because I just think, no, I don't want to do those points today. I brought coffee from home. And I was looking up some things. Like I've had a French vanilla ice cap many times in the past. Oh my God, have you seen how many calories are in that? I nearly fainted the other day because it's getting nice now and I'm like, ooh, maybe I want a French vanilla ice cap from Timmy soon. Yeah, that's going to be like a once in a blue moon thing. A large was something like 46 points. So that's double what Weight Watchers suggests for me to have, which includes your calories, your fats, you know, sugars, sodium, all of those things are factored into points. One large French vanilla ice cap, which I can drink in about 3 minutes, is twice my daily target. That's insane. So, no. To me, that's insane. If somebody else wants to do that, that is totally fine. But that's just how much sugar and, like, say, thick creamer stuff is in there. And I just think, wow, one of my issues with food and weight is that sugar can set me off. I can be eating fantastic and feel great and making really good choices and have one sugary thing, and then all night long I feel hungry. And I'm like, why am I hungry? What is happening? I ate supper. I ate good supper. I had protein. I had fiber. I had some grains. I had veggies. Like, why am I hungry? And then I'm like, oh yeah, I had half of a chocolate bar this afternoon. And honestly, I see a correlation with that now. On days that I've grabbed something sugary, it almost sends me into a compulsion to keep finding things to munch on, whether it's two pretzels or grab a couple of chips out of the bag or look for some chocolate chips in the cupboard. So it is best for me to just avoid that. Can't avoid it all the time. Well, some people can. I can't avoid it all the time. Just yesterday at work, I was offered a donut and I took it and I ate it. But the one I grabbed was one of the smallest ones in the box. So I'll give myself that. But I ate it. And then I had some snacks at work. So when I got home and I started to feel hungry at supper, I reminded myself, I was like, there's no way I could be hungry, like true hungry. I ate some snacks that had grains and dairy and fiber in it, so that should have been good. And I had a donut. And I also had a small double-double. I can't remember, I think it's 11 points. I did have a small double-double going through a drive-thru. And I thought, I'm not hungry. So all I did was have just a little handful of pretzels that I munched on very slowly. It was probably like 1 point worth of pretzels. And then later I had, what did I have? I forget. Oh, I had some yogurt and fruit, like Greek yogurt and fruit. I had a very small 0 point snack. But when I went to bed, my tummy was like going, oh no, you're hungry. You need food. Open all the cupboards. And I kept reminding myself that I had a lot of sugar in the afternoon and that was probably still causing some issues in my body with like craving, binging, etc. So I made it through. I didn't binge or anything like that last night. And this morning I had a great breakfast and I had a really great lunch. By great, I mean it covered everything that I think I needed nutritionally for my health. And I'm going to take the dog for a big walk this afternoon. And I think a lot of the tools that I'm learning through WW at home is also helping me out with restaurants. Although, again, I'll say, to be honest, one of the biggest parts that's holding me back from going out more often is the cost. I can't personally justify spending $20 for just my plate of food. It does not cost me $20 per person to feed us at home. I usually have a target of a supper meal for 3 to 4 people not costing more than $12 to $15. Sometimes it's $8, depending on what I'm making. So if I can feed 3 people for $15, that's meat and veggies and potatoes and everything like that, I am not going out to a restaurant very often where my plate alone is $18 to $20. Nope. No, thank you. So, excuse me. being cheap helps. But on top of that, again, I want to follow the tips that I've heard this week on from Weight Watchers members and coaches, that each time I do go out, I don't need to be afraid. There are options. I don't need to feel rushed. People can wait for me, or I can do something different, like looking at the menu before I go, getting an idea of two or three dishes they might have that I'd be interested in. I went to IHOP with my mom last year, and you would think going to IHOP, you're supposed to have pancakes, whipped cream, and syrup all over the place. But when I was looking at their menu online, I saw that they had like a grilled turkey, a toasted turkey and bacon sandwich. And I'm like, well, that's yummy. And it was so good. It was just plain. It did not have a bunch of cheese melted all over it. It just had a nice amount of cheese in there. It had two strips of bacon, and it had turkey breast. And I can't remember, like, some sort of a mayo sauce on it. So, I mean, it had some points. But what I could have eaten otherwise, having pancakes with whipped cream and bacon and maybe hash brown and a bunch of syrup all over the place, that would have been probably 10 times higher points, and I'm not joking. So, and I felt really good after that because I had zero sugar, basically, just a tiny bit of sugar that's comes from the fat in the bacon and a little bit of sugars that's in cheese and bread, but it was more like a natural sugar. And I dipped it in a little bit of ketchup. I felt great after that meal. So I know I do not need to be afraid to go and eat out. I know that I can take my time. I know I can ask for a dressing on the side. I've even brought my own dressing once when I went to Dairy Queen. I brought a little container of my own salad dressing and asked for no dressing on my grilled chicken sandwich or grilled chicken salad. So there's lots of tricks you can do. Going to a buffet, picture your plate beforehand. It's not always going to be perfect, but you don't have to say screw it and just load up with 10 tons of stuff if that's not what you want to do. You can think ahead, you can plan ahead, and you don't need to be afraid. And I am like so close to getting my 100-pound weight loss back. I can almost taste it. The other day when I weighed, I was like 1.2 pounds away from the 100-pound loss again. So I know it will come, and I just have to get out of my own way to get these things done. And that can include going out to eat, just making different choices at the restaurant, just like I've been making different choices for myself at home. So I hope this helped somebody to hear my rambling about some of my decision making and to know it can be done. And if you're a Weight Watchers member, today is the last day for workshops that had that topic. Tomorrow will be a new topic, but you can always go and check out Connect Posts to see what people have been talking about. So have a great day.